Pail Chen Chanukah, everyone. It's a shame to just do this remotely. It's half the fun is to see people in person. But I'll just share with you a story I heard from Rabbi Chanuch Teller. He was once flying on a plane from Eretz Israel to America, seated next to a virulently anti-religious couple. And on the same plane as them was Rabbi Aryeh Finkel of the Mir Yishalayim. And when Rabbi Aryeh Finkel davened and on tefillah, and the couple made snide remarks, and they were very very hostile, not pleasant to Rabbi Teller. And then at one point, Rabbi Aryeh Finkel stood up to go to the front of the plane. He was there for a few minutes. He came back, and with evident concentration, he recited a bracha. And at that point, the couple turned to Rabbi Chanuch Teller and said to him, "Well, what's he saying now? What's that about? What is he doing?" And Rabbi Teller explained to them the bracha, the concept of Asher Yatzar, that we have a bracha, a blessing to thank Hashem after our body, after we use the bathroom, that our body is functioning properly. There was a complete turnaround, and the couple was floored. Because this idea that we're able to connect to Hashem from the most physical base functions of our body and in every single area of our life is something that is uniquely Jewish. The Gemara in Shabbos states that the Ner HaMa'aravi, the westernmost flame on the menorah, that stayed lit always, sometimes miraculously so, is an Eidos, is a testimonial, Shashchina Shruya B'Yisrael, that the Divine Presence rests among the Jews. Now, why of all the Kalim, there are many grand Kalim to choose from. Why is it the menorah, the Ner HaMa'aravi on the menorah, that represents this concept that Hashem is always with Klal Yisrael? Rav Hutner explains that the menorah is situated where in the Beis HaMikdash? Between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now picture the Mizbeach for a moment where Karbanos are brought. You see Kohanim running, slaughtering, sprinkling, mixing, covered in blood. It's a very, on the surface, physical place, physical kli. And the other hand, on the other side of the menorah, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is so obviously holy and sublime. The Luchos HaBris are inside the Aron there. They contain the Torah, Kedosha, pure, pure Ruchnias. And the menorah is situated between the two because the menorah represents the fusion of these realms, of the physical and the spiritual. And that it's all Kedusha, and it's Yiddishkeit is all-encompassing. And we have the Mizbeach, where we uplift the physical, and then we have the unadulterated spiritual, just Torah. And the menorah is the fusion of the two, and that's the hallmark of the Jew. And incidentally, the kli that symbolizes our victory over the Greeks is the menorah. Because the Greeks wanted to divorce the Torah from its spiritual core. They wanted us to translate the Torah and Targum Shivim. They would learn it like any other wisdom. They outlawed Shabbos. They outlawed Rosh Chodesh. Those are all ways that we elevate time, the daily grind of weeks and months with Kedusha. And Mila, in which we infuse the physical with Kedusha. It's all different ways that we uplift our world to serve Hashem. And Rabbi Zev Lev points out that every Chanukah has within it one Shabbos, one Rosh Chodesh, and his eight days long Keneged Bris Milah. Because our biggest victory against the Greeks is when we show that we uplift every facet and aspect of our lives, whether it's time or physical bodies, in order to infuse them with Kedusha. The words of Yavan itself, the letters, is a Yod, a Vav, a Nun, a line, a line, a line, three lines. Because there's no internal space. There's no added level of depth. What you see is what you get. There's no extra way to infuse Kedusha in there. What Yavan and the Greeks represented was a one-dimensional existence of pure physical, even philosophy had its limitations in that whatever you couldn't grasp must not exist. They scoffed at what they couldn't understand. There is no separate, added, deeper level. Now, this idea of uplifting the physical and merging the physical and the spiritual is a beautiful thing that Jews are capable of. There's a story I heard this week from Mrs. Gitti Horowitz about the Belozhevo Rebbe in Bergen-Belsen. He, in the concentration camp, was able to light a menorah using a wooden shoe, some thread from a prison uniform, and some black shoe polish to ignite. And Jews gathered there to see him light the menorah and to say the bracha, amen, to his brachos. And he said the first bracha, and they answered amen. And he recited the second bracha, and they answered amen. And finally, when he reached the bracha of Shechianu v'kiimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh, thank you, Hashem, for sustaining us and keeping us alive and allowing us to reach this moment, he paused and he faltered and he turned around and he scanned the crowd. And then he returned to the menorah resolutely and strong. He said, "The bracha shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh." The Jews answered, "Amen." And one of the Jews present there asked him, "How could you have said that bracha? The first bracha, I get it. The second bracha, I understand. The third bracha, shechiyanu, you can make a shechiyanu in Bergen-Belsen?" And the Bulgevar Rebbe answered him, "I had the same hesitation. And I stopped and I turned around to ask, I believe it was the Shviller Rebbe, if I should say a shechiyanu. And then as I scanned the crowd for his face, I realized there are Jews gathering in the shadow of the crematorium to say, to light a menorah. And I didn't have a question anymore. We say a shechiyanu, of course. Such a nation exists that in the darkest of places can find kedusha. So in our everyday lives, we should never know such darkness. But in our everyday lives, whether you're just busy with the rigmarole of daily life and the daily grind, and whether you're swamped with schoolwork or stepping on Cheerios, whatever it is, let's find kedusha. I mean, the menorah infuse us with the ability to find kedusha in the everyday and to be that menorah of situated between the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadosh, merging the physical and the spiritual, because even the physical and even the overtly spiritual is all one Avodas Hashem. And that is the testimony that Hashem is always in Klai Yisrael, Afrelich in Chanukah.